I am excited to share with you Quantum Life Mastery School. This is what we offer through Amplify Impact Academy, among many other trainings. However, this is our gold standard training. This is the training that allows you to become one of the top 1% of coaches in the world. That as a master practitioner, once you complete this training, you will be able to guarantee your results in writing to your clients, because you are working with neurology and they will no longer be able to do their problem after you've rewired that neurology. Through this Quantum Life Mastery Schools, you will get 4 designations: as a master practitioner of NLP, a master practitioner of timeline therapy, a master practitioner of hypnotherapy, and a master practitioner of NLP results coaching. And throughout this program, we build on the learnings as you go through the practitioner training, as well as some personal growth trainings to get to that master practitioner level. And this work is so powerful. You will literally, in just working with clients for 10 to 12 hours, transform their lives. And even better, this isn't just for coaches. We call it Quantum Life Mastery Skills because this is literally life skills. We've had people come through that want to be better parents, better partners, better leaders at work. One fellow came through because he knew the power of mindset with his golf game. He wanted to improve his golf game. When you do this work for yourself, your life improves, regardless of whether you're a coach. And the ripple effect of your life improving and up-leveling yourself has profound positive impact on your family and loved ones as well. So check out the link in the show notes to the Amplify Impact Academy Quantum Life Mastery School. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake-Up Call podcast. My name is Melissa Dealey, and today I want to share with you 10 things I wish I had known when my kids were younger. If I could sit down with my younger self, the version of me juggling schedules, school lunches, emotions, expectations, and exhaustion, there are so many things I would whisper into her ear. Not from regret, from a place of growth. Because parenting doesn't come with a manual, it comes with lessons. And most of those lessons only make sense after the fact. My girls are now grown, and they're beautiful human beings. One of them's living in Australia, one of them's living in New Zealand right now. I'm in Canada, and they are out figuring out who they are in the world and how they want to show up. And I am so, so proud of both of them. However, as I continue my personal growth journey, as I continue learning all that I've learned in the last 10 years, transitioning from the corporate world into the world of holistic health and wellness and into the world of the power of the unconscious mind, there's so much that I have learned that I only learned once I got into my 40s. And I truly wish I had known this when I was younger so that I could share that knowledge with my girls when they were children. And so I put together this podcast episode to share with you, because perhaps your children are young now and you can pass these teachings on to them. Perhaps you have young nieces and nephews. Perhaps you don't even have children yet. And this is powerful information to learn for yourself, for you to be able to pass on to the next generation. So this information of what I wish I had known when my children were younger is not being shared as advice from a pedestal. Rather, it's my wisdom earned through living, learning, and unlearning. So if you're a parent now, take what resonates. If your kids are grown, let this be a moment of compassion for the parent you were and continue to be, because let's face it, we never stop being the parent. And if you're not a parent at all, these truths, as I said, they still apply to you being human. And these are not in any particular order. They are listed literally in the order in which it popped into my mind as I sat down to write this episode. So the first lesson is the fact that the unconscious mind doesn't process negatives. This is one of the biggest light bulb moments for me. And when I think back to all the times that I said to my children, don't run. And all their little unconscious mind heard was the word run, because it doesn't process the negative. And I'd wonder, why are they doing exactly what I've asked them not to do? Are they being difficult? And they absolutely weren't. Had I known this earlier, I would have rephrased so many things. You know, don't spill your milk. Please hold your milk cup steady. Or don't forget to take your lunch. And reframe that to remember to pack your lunch. Language shapes perception, and perception shapes behavior. And my children were not being defiant. They were literally responding to what their unconscious mind actually heard. And children are entirely in their unconscious mind until about the age of 7 to 9 years old, when their critical faculty starts to develop and their conscious mind starts to form. That's when they start to develop the ability to have logic, critical thinking, problem solving. Prior to that, they are 100% in their unconscious mind, literally downloading all of the information that we are teaching them. And in their unconscious mind, they literally don't hear those negatives. And that was such an aha for me. And by the time I learned it, my kids were just about adults. So I hope that for those of you with young children now, that you can take that to heart and start reframing how you talk to them and notice that your children really are doing the best they can. And most of the time they want to follow your direction and learn from you. And they're not being defiant when we communicate with them in a way that they can understand. The second point is that everyone is doing the best they can with the resources they have. This one changed everything for me. When a situation didn't go the way we hoped, when someone acted in a way that felt unfair or hurtful, I used to see it through the lens of right or wrong. Whereas what I would have liked to have taught my kids earlier is literally that everyone is doing the best they can with the resources they have at the time. And some people are not very resourced. And when we understand that, it doesn't excuse the behavior. It can explain it. And when we understand that, we cultivate compassion instead of anger, curiosity instead of blame. Remembering that as humans, our three most powerful resources are time, energy, and money. And at any given time, some people are lacking resources, and it comes out in a behavior that we may not like. However, it's important to remember they are still doing the best they can at that time with the resources they have. And sharing that with our children helps them move through difficult situations. The next one is, I love this one. There is no such thing as failure. It is only feedback. And again, I would have loved to have shared this with my children when we were younger, because society programs us that there is this thing called failure and that we have to be afraid of it. We're going to get in trouble, etc., etc. However, that is absolutely not true. And we can shift our children's mindset to the fact that there is no failure. It is only feedback, only learning. Think about Thomas Edison when he was just inventing the light bulb. He didn't fail 999 times during that process. He learned 999 ways that it didn't work. And then on the thousandth try, he invented the light bulb. And where would we all be today without the light bulb? Without fear of failure, children approach life differently. They explore, they experiment, they are curious, they give their best effort without attaching their worth to the outcome. And it wasn't that I was a strict parent that demanded perfection and instilled a fear of failure, and I'm sure you're not either. However, as I said earlier, societal programming can instill this fear, and as a parent, I wish I'd had more conversations around failure simply being feedback with my kids. The fourth one is the fact that comparison is the thief of joy, and this ties directly into the fear of failure. Comparison pulls us out of our own lane and into self-doubt. Knowing what I know now, I would have liked to emphasize that more deeply. We are not meant to be exceptional at everything. However, we all have our innate gifts. And those gifts reveal themselves when we stop attempting to be someone else and truly choose to be ourselves, accept ourselves, love ourselves. And when our children focus on their best effort, not someone else's performance, they grow without the weight of being not good enough. The next one's an important one, too. You are in charge of your own mind. This is one of the most empowering truths we can ever learn. You are not at the mercy of your thoughts. You are the gatekeeper. You get to choose which thoughts you entertain and which thoughts you send back out into the ethers. Ask yourself, is this thought lifting me up or diminishing me? It is literally a choice. We can never stop our thoughts flowing, and we don't need to. All we need to know is that it's a choice as to which thoughts we want to entertain. And when children learn this early, they gain emotional sovereignty. You also get to choose where your time and energy go. As kids grow, especially into their teenage years, freedom expands. And with that freedom comes more choice. Who are you spending time with? Who are you allowing to influence you? And just as important, are you choosing to lift others up as well? Energy is reciprocal. What we surround ourselves with, we become. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, and you get to choose who those people are. Choose the ones who energize you, choose the ones who lift you up, and spend more time with them. Another really important one is the fact that genetics are not our destiny. Yes, our genetic makeup comes from our parents, and epigenetics shows us something really powerful. Genes have switches. Lifestyle, nutrition, stress, sleep, movement, and the resulting levels of inflammation in your body determines whether certain genes are expressed or switched on. You are not doomed to inherit illness from your parents. You can choose a lifestyle that minimizes inflammation, supports the nervous system, and keeps those switches turned off. That knowledge alone is liberating because it means you have control over your health outcomes 90 to 95% of the time. Because only 5 to 10% of diseases are truly genetic. Another one, mindfulness is not optional, it's essential. I didn't truly learn mindfulness until my mid-40s, when I got into health coaching and the holistic side of our health. I was always very active, always doing, doing, doing. As a child myself, I was into lots of sports and study at school, etc., always busy. And my kids were very active with sports, activities, their school schedules, and that's all wonderful. It's good to be active. However, what I would have liked to have known earlier and instilled in them is that stillness is just as important as movement. We are human beings, not human doings. And mindfulness teaches children how to self-regulate, how to slow down, how to simply be, and to be okay with that. And this is a life skill, not a luxury. And the power of the unconscious mind is another wonderful lesson that truly I wish was taught in kindergarten. And I wish I had known so much sooner. However, the beauty of it too is that it is never too late to learn. The unconscious mind makes up about 90% of our mind. It runs our patterns. It literally runs those programs that are instilled in us when we are entirely in our unconscious mind in the 0 to 7 age of our life. And it will run them for our entire life until we choose to change them. And because of neuroplasticity, we can change any programs that no longer serve us in adulthood, because our inner 5-year-old isn't qualified to run our adult life. And just letting our children know the power of our unconscious mind, and that the programs that serve them as children may not serve them as adults, and that this can be changed, is powerful information for them to have. For them to understand that their unconscious mind stores all their memories, is the home of their emotional body, and as a result of the programming, it drives behavior. And that there are tools, powerful, gentle tools that allow us to access our unconscious mind. And when children can learn how to manage their emotional state, they learn how to shift from stressed out to calm, from being in overwhelm to having clarity, to be able to move from reacting to being in a place of choice. And that's where ease and flow come from. These tools can literally be taught to preschool and kindergarten age children. All they require is the active use of imagination, which kids at that age are already excelling at. And finally, a lesson I learned about 8 years ago now is that our entire purpose in life is to never stop learning, to be of service, and fulfill our mission. The unconscious mind is designed to learn. It wants growth. And true happiness doesn't come from the outside. It's an inside job. And when we keep learning, when we serve others, when we fulfill our mission, we experience a fulfillment that naturally brings joy. This realization came to me in late 2016 when I attended a conference and I heard someone share that these three facts about our purpose here in life: to learn, to serve, and to fulfill our mission. And that was in late 2016. And in January 2017, it led me to starting my nonprofit, Girls Matter, which is all about keeping girls in school in Uganda and Kenya, empowering them with education, creating a generational ripple effect that changes families and communities and futures and breaks the poverty cycle one girl, one family, one village at a time. That's purpose, that's fulfillment, and that's impact. And when we let our children know this when they are young, they can start to understand that happiness comes from the inside. Nobody else makes them happy and nobody else makes them sad. Again, it's a choice. It's what's going on inside of them, that they have control over their emotions and how they feel. And that we don't have to stuff them down. We can experience the emotions. They're coming to send us a message, and we can get inquisitive. Why am I feeling sad in this moment? What thoughts are going through my head? What thoughts am I ruminating on that are having me feel sad? And can I choose to let them go? Can I sit with this emotion in stillness, in mindfulness, and have it process through my body and be released instead of being stuffed down and carried like a bag of bricks? All of these lessons teach emotional regulation. And let our children know that they are so empowered, that their unconscious mind is so powerful, that they have a choice in all of this. And these are fabulous lessons to start teaching when they are young and they're entirely in their unconscious mind. and giving them the skills to move through life. So if I could go back and do it all again, I still wouldn't be perfect, and I wouldn't even aim to be a perfect parent because we're human, we're not perfect. However, I would aim to be more conscious, to be more compassionate, to be more present. And the beautiful truth is that it is never too late to live these lessons now, which is what I am doing and what we are teaching through Quantum Life Mastery School. Some people come to our trainings simply to learn all of these lessons in order to be a better parent. My business partner, Billy, her children are still in elementary school, and she is an incredible parent as I watch her teach her children these lessons. And they are incredible human beings and so empowered because they are getting this information at such a young age and being implemented in their own lives. We can do this for ourselves, for our children, and for the generations that follow, because growth doesn't have an expiration date, and it's never too late to start. So thank you for joining me for this episode. Even if you just take one of these lessons and start implementing it in your own life and teaching it to your children, and then come back to the episode again and move to another lesson and then another, or jump in and join us at Quantum Life Mastery School and learn it all for yourself so that you are empowered in teaching all of this to your children and much more. These are only the top 10. And our Quantum Life Mastery School is a 3-month program taking you through a full 4 full breakthroughs for yourself to release all the stuffed down bag of rocks of emotions, to release the trauma, to get rid of everything that's holding you back, all of the limiting decisions, all of that is causing energy blocks in your body, and release it all in order to allow you to gain the clarity, to gain the quiet up here so that you can get to the clarity, so that you too can be moving forward, growing, learning with that clarity, fulfilling your mission and passing it all on to the next generation. If you know someone that needs to hear this episode, please share it with them. And thank you for always tuning in to the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast to listen, learn, and implement that learning in your own life. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.